I got a big hankering for that habanero burger.
Hang on, guys. We have a few minutes left
here. I got a big hankering for that habanero burger.
That's our favorite topic during the during the last break before the last segment. Where are we going to eat today?
We thought we'd bring that to the listeners as
well.
Because we always pick someplace local and support local business. And we thought, well, why not put that into the broadcast just because restaurants have had a huge hit and they could use all the help they could get.
So. And we know good food. So why don't you go to line one?
Is that Lewis or Lois?
It's Luis.
Luis. All right. Very good. Luis from Tucson. Welcome to Rosie on the House. What are you up to today?
How are you, Rosie? I just thinking if it's such an equipment that I can put in my water line to detect leakage in place of getting a $2,000 water bill if I didn't want.
Have you been hit with a water bill like that?
I did several years ago, but it left some bad memories.
Yeah. Yeah, we got hit with that one time at our house with City of Scottsdale Water Department, and behind our house is a big wash alley, and the leak was actually where we couldn't even see it. We got the water bill and started looking around. I thought, ooh, my goodness. They were actually pretty lenient on us. They said, look, we know most people don't have $2,000 for a water bill. Well, you can spread that over a year if you want to. So,
and they actually negotiated down to about half, if you remember. Yeah.
Well, there's a Luis, there's a couple things. Jennifer invested in a Bluetooth leak detector.
Well, it's a sensor, but it also
kind of thingamajig.
Yeah, the last National Hardware Show I attended, this was a new product, and now it's available at. I was just looking it up now. It's available at Target and Lowe's and Best Buy. You can find it just about anywhere. But it's called Simple Sense, and Sense is spelled S-E-N-C-E. And it can also be, I mean, it's an audible thing. You can hear, if you're just home and you're concerned, it doesn't go in the water line, but it looks like a little computer mouse. And you would set it wherever it might be likely to leak. So
behind a toilet,
water heater. And if you do have an iPhone or a computer phone, you can buy the app and it will tell you. So if there's a leak, which is really wonderful if you're a person who leaves your home during the summer or the winter or any big chunks of time.
And that's for evident water leak. Now, a lot of times, and I think probably what Luis probably suffered was a hidden leak. And there are valves that you can put on your home that will detect a leak. When they sense water going through your water meter constantly, 24 hours a day, it senses, hey, there must be a problem here, and it shuts it off. So they do have those that can actually be put in the line as well, Luis. So,
and they can start, I'm looking at a few right now from Moen. They can be under $200.
Yeah.
That, or they can be twice that. And the benefit of the more expensive ones is then it's got the technology. You can see it on your smartphone and then, activate it from there. We had a caller earlier in the broadcast trying to find one that was isolated in his home. But this inline could help you if you put it before the deterrent. Or if you put in two, you could have one on your landscape side and one on your home side.
Yeah.
So that way, if you were remote and you were gone for like a snowbird for the entire, summertime, if you had an inline leak in the house, you could just shut it off, not worry about any water flowing into the home and all your irrigation so you don't come back to a dead landscape.
Right. Exactly. So, Luis, there are those indications. Intelligent Design Plumbing down in Tucson is our Rosie certified plumber. You can give them a ring and talk to them about what you'd like to have installed. Like Romy did, he Google searched it, and there you can buy it direct. And if you've got a fair amount of soldering and plumbing experience, you could try and tackle it yourself as well. So we appreciate the call. Hope that helps. What are our takeaways for today? We talked about fertilizing trees and that canyon hackberry tree in the 8 o'clock hour with John Eisenhower from Save a Tree.
Yep. You can listen to that podcast at rosieonthehouse.com/radio. If you missed it or if you're not an early bird but you still enjoyed Talking Trees broadcast, the podcast is always available about an hour after the show as it gets uploaded. 9 o'clock was
he? He talked about how important it is for if you like to be fertilizing regularly, fall's one of the more important times to do it. So now's the time.
Now's the time, especially if, for any and all trees, the evergreens, they slow down their growth cycle and the deciduous ones lose their leaves. So if they get a stored up supply of nitrogen beforehand, it just helps their spring and summer growth push out more coming in into the next growing season.
9 o'clock hour, we made all young homebuyers millionaires. If you miss that hour, you got to go back and grab it.
Hugely important deadline coming up on December, refinance.
December 1st.
An additional refinance fee is going to be added indefinitely to the process. It's just going to cost, the working class more, of course.
And the interest rates are so low right now that you young homebuyers really need to take a look at the 15-year mortgage and the hundreds of thousands of dollars that can save you. And if you take what you're not sending to the mortgage company and put it into an investment account, you'll be making compound interest on that money as opposed to paying interest off. We've made all you young homeowners millionaires if you'll just follow our advice. 10 o'clock, we had fun talking about Little America up in Flagstaff and the Leafometer. Get out there and enjoy Arizona fall. The Arizona Highways issue this month was great.
And if you have our home maintenance calendar, there's a on the top fold there at Marvell. They got a 10% off a Bellegarde whetstone fire pit and a Bordeaux linear gas fireplace. So if you got our home maintenance calendar, there's just one more way you can save on your home, castle, or cabin. As you do improvements to your home, you can request one by emailing us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And that's where we'll be between now and next Saturday. RosieOnTheHouse.com.